The decision by Administrative Law Judge Jeffrey Bolt upheld the right of the DNR to require groundwater monitoring at New Chester Dairy, which is owned by MilkSource LLC. Bolt's decision comes several days after he ruled that the DNR had to consider the cumulative effects of all the high-capacity wells in an area before granting approval for new ones. That case involved another MilkSource property in Adams County, Richfield Dairy. Attorney for Clean Wisconsin Elizabeth Wheeler says the two decisions will help protect groundwater in the Central Sands region.
This speaks to the severe groundwater problems that we're seeing in the Central Sands area of the state, where both of these dairies are located. And we're seeing drawdowns of nearby lakes and streams coming from the increase in groundwater pumping that we're seeing in that area.
But the owners of New Chester and Richfield Dairy say they have been unfairly singled out. Bill Harkey is the director of public affairs for MilkSource.
What we really objected to was the DNR's arbitrary placement of this requirement on the dairy to the exclusion of the other groundwater users, in light of the fact that the DNR just put out its big water use table where they show that dairy farms account for 2% of the water use in the state.
Harkey says the monitoring wells in place at New Chester Dairy show groundwater levels have gone up in the past year. He says MilkSource is considering its options on whether to appeal Judge Bolt's decision. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.